was Lord at thy birth.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Goody, and this is my show, This Is Awkward. So I have two very special guests with me tonight, and that is my roommate, Azalea.
Hello, hello.
And her BF, her boyfriend.
BF.
Amrit.
Hi.
Here, speak a little louder, Amrit.
Hi.
There we go. So tonight is obviously Monday night, and it's the first day of finals week for us. And luckily for Azalea, she didn't have any finals today.
No, but tomorrow I do.
And you guys, guess what she did today? She did not study for any of them.
Woo! I'm excited.
You went to the Cheesecake Factory?
In SF.
Without us. I hate you. No, just kidding. Are you trying to hold my hand? Beautiful moment.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. So the reason why we're starting a couple minutes late, because I wanted to start at 7:45, but I really had to go to the bathroom after getting off the phone with my grandmother. Like, bless her soul, she didn't know how to get to the website. And honestly, it's kind of confusing, but I'm glad she's able to listen. Shout out to my Jima and my Jeepa out there.
Ooh.
Woohoo! But yeah, when I was using the bathroom, I was peacefully sitting on the toilet and the freaking Kleenex or a toilet paper dispenser fell on me. The plastic thing opened up and fell on me.
Oh my God.
It scared me more than anything. But yeah, so that was fun. And so today I took my philosophy final, and after spending, you know, probably several hours working and preparing for this final, I was up till 4 a.m. I finally took it this morning at 8 a.m. and I just beast-moded that all the way. I was just like answering questions left and right.
Oh my God.
My teacher told me how proud he was of me at the end of class, and I just felt so accomplished. I almost cried. Not really, but yeah, it was a special moment.
It's like the whole semester you didn't care, and then boom, like last night you were like philosophy.
No, seriously, I was like, eh, philosophy, not very interesting. And then the last couple weeks, I'm like, oh my God, there's so much I have to learn still. But yeah, that's my bad. So Monday night, I usually have my radio show on Friday nights, but I'm making up for this week's show so I can go home a little earlier. And I'm super exhausted. Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm tired of doing nothing.
No. Okay. What about you, Amra? Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
We're all tired of just sitting around.
School.
But yeah, I even drink coffee. I was drinking coffee all day today, and it has not kicked in yet.
Really?
Yeah. You guys listening, I made coffee like in our room, instant coffee, which was super bitter, terrible. I hated it. And then Azalea was kind enough to bring me, you know, the quality stuff.
The OG Starbucks.
The OG Starbucks. Gotta have my holiday Starbucks and my holiday cup because it's December and that's what basic people do in December.
Basic fiashes.
people make it like a tradition.
Oh,
the 1st of December, have to go get my Starbucks holiday drink.
Oh yeah, I wanted to get the green cup. I thought the green cup was pretty cool.
No, that was for the election. That wasn't even part of the holiday cup collection.
Oh, no, I know it wasn't part of the holiday. I just wanted to see it, like, in person.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But, yeah, so along with the holiday drinks, I'm sure there's tons of other things people do during this time of year to get into that Christmas spirit. Have you thought of any Christmas traditions? Because I know I asked you earlier and you were struggling to come up with any.
Well, like, when I was little, when my grandma was alive, like, there would be a huge, like, family party. Like, we'd all go to midnight mass together. We'd, like, take up the first five rows. And then, like, I'd be playing with my DS or, like, basically sleeping through a whole midnight mass. And then we'd go home and then presents and then food. And everyone, like, leaves at, like, 3-4 in the morning. And then they come back the day after. And it's, like, another, like, huge party again. And But then after my grandma died, we just go to midnight mass and that's it.
Oh, so it was your grandma who kind of kept the traditions alive.
Yeah, she was the mom of my mom and her siblings, her like 4 or 5 siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's understandable that you kind of stopped doing that stuff after she passed. But do you do anything with like your immediate family?
Well, being an only child, it's just me and my mom. I mean, me and my mom and my dad.
Your dad. Jeez, he still lives.
Don't you guys
there.
Eat sandwiches for Christmas?
Sandwiches? Oh my god. The best food ever at Christmas time for me is literally the soft white bread that you get and toasted and a champagne honey mustard and honey baked ham and mayonnaise. Oh, that's like the best.
That sounds really interesting.
Ever.
That's what she does with her family.
Yeah. She makes sandwiches.
I make sandwiches. I literally eat like 15 sandwiches till the ham is done, which is probably like a month later. So I eat sandwiches for a whole month.
You eat sandwiches for a whole... Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. That's a hard M in there. Sandwiches. That's great. You know, it's like Thanksgiving when you have just a boatload of turkey and you're constantly eating turkey dishes. You're constantly eating sandwiches.
It's like what you do with leftovers. You make like fries and turkey or turkey sandwiches.
Amrit, what about you? Any Christmas traditions?
For my family, well, when do you guys usually open Christmas presents with your family?
Well, because my parents are divorced. Mm-hmm. So the day before Christmas Eve is mine and my siblings' Christmas Eve with my mom. Mm-hmm. And then actual Christmas Eve is Christmas Day with her. So mm-hmm. we open presents Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
You? Azalea?
What was the question?
When do you open Christmas presents?
When do you open your presents?
I would say like after midnight mass or like the first thing when I wake back up Christmas morning. So probably like around like noon. Christmas noon.
For my family, we usually meet Christmas Eve mm-hmm. night, and then we have like dinner and we like play games and talk and just like chill for the night. And then usually like after we eat and everything, we open Christmas presents and like we get in a circle, and then we usually go youngest to oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whoever's up just sits in the circle, and then everybody passes their gift towards them, and we just open a boatload of gifts.
Ooh.
Turn by turn. Yeah, it's fun.
You have a big family?
No, we usually meet with my mom's side, which is my Filipino side. So it's just my mom and my mom's brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just probably about like 20 of us.
Okay. Still, that's kind of a big crowd compared to
others.
We
usually invite some people, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Are you guys asking for any gifts in particular?
Money?
That's
all. Makeup.
I know you're asking for makeup.
Makeup.
Makeup. Every girl is like heaven right there.
Makeup and money. Okay. That's like...
Yeah, because we're... broke college girls and
oh yeah,
we need to look good while getting an education. Okay, so my Christmas traditions, I grew up with 3 other siblings, and I have 2 big like families on my dad's side and my mom's side. So Christmas was always that holiday that everyone came together. You know, people miss Thanksgiving, of course, but Thanksgiving was definitely the holiday that no one missed out on. And my roommate is calling me. Hey, Leigh, can you tell Gabby not to call me?
Gabby wants to call in.
She can't call in yet.
Oh, never mind. Oh.
Girl, I'm talking. Of course she can't call in right now. But
hold a second, Gabby. Hold it.
But yeah, so like I said earlier, the day before Christmas Eve, I spend it with my mom, and that's basically our Christmas Eve with her. And on this day, she gets us pajamas every year, my siblings and I. And so we put on our new pajamas, and we would drive around the neighborhood and go see all the Christmas lights.
That's
we
so
would get
fun.
Hot chocolate and go around and see the Christmas lights. It's really cute.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was with Brandon, my mm-hmm. ex-boyfriend from high school, he came along, and we sat in the back of my mom's car, like in the trunk, because
mm-hmm.
she has a Trailblazer, so it just like we had like blankets back
That's
there.
So,
so cute.
And
like my siblings were just in front of us.
That's
but,
so cute.
Yeah, it was really fun. And You know, my mom and I decorate our tree every year, which is a fake tree. She would put on the branches because it has, like, the branches are numbered.
They are?
Yeah. What? So, like, the bottom row has the biggest branches, so those mm-hmm. are numbered, like, one or something. So she would put the branches on, and I would fluff them. And then she would put the lights on the tree, and I would untangle them. Mm-hmm. We had, like, a good little system going. And this was the last year, like, my mom's had it with that tree. So she's passing it down to me, and I'm so excited. And my brothers are trying to steal it away from me. I'm like, you were never in this equation. Where did you come from?
They never decorated?
No. I was the one that unboxed their ornaments and put them on the tree for them.
They just want a free tree.
Exactly.
It's expensive. I looked at it at Costco. It was like $150. I didn't realize.
It's expensive. But if you think about it, a fake tree every year, like a fake tree could get up to $100 easily.
Yeah. That's true.
At least $50 or $60 for a good one. Mm-hmm. So if you add that up over a few years, your $150 doesn't seem like that much.
That's very true.
Because in 1 year, you could spend that much.
It's like a good pair of jeans.
Yeah. I mean, I would never spend $150 on jeans, but I mean...
Well, that's too much, but...
What's your limit?
The sense of...
How much would you pay for a pair of jeans?
I would pay like 50, maybe like 80.
It hurts my soul. 80. But I've spent $70 on jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But they were good jeans. They made my butt look really good.
Do you still have them?
I do. Ooh. They're my high-waisted Brandy Melville jeans.
Ooh.
Yep.
That doesn't fit me at all.
They could. I feel like they would fit you.
Maybe not around my waist.
I didn't think they would fit me either. My thighs are too everything.
Too
thick. They're too much. I can't fit them into jeans that often. Especially when I overeat, which is like every day.
Every day.
But
these
back
past weeks.
To the traditions. My mom's Christmas tree, it's the last year that we're putting it up in her house. So I'm going to take it and I'm going to put it up in my bedroom. And it's going to be so cute. I'm really excited. But I won't have my co-captain, my mom, there to help me set it up. So I'm probably going to destroy it.
Oh my God.
But let's not think about that. So on Christmas Eve night, it's been a tradition where my aunt is the hostess with the mostess. And we have dinner. And lately we've been changing the theme of the party. I think I told you this. Like 1 year we did pajamas. So everyone wore pajamas.
Yeah.
The next year was was North Pole. So everyone dressed as elves or Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, that's cute.
And then this past year was Mad Men. And I've never seen Mad Men, but they dress up like the 1920s, I think.
Mad Men?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like spacesuits?
No, like actual suits.
Spacesuits. No, I'm thinking of what's that one? It's like Mad Men, but it's with spacesuits. I don't know.
All right,
I don't know.
So Mad Men, and then I think this year we're doing pajamas again, and White Elephant.
Ooh.
You did White Elephant at your party, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Got a queen size fleece plush blanket. Totally Ooh, worth it.
Totally worth it. Totally. Would you get your Secret Santa or your White Elephant? Okay, Mad Men, Captain Quality just texted me and he said it's the 50s. 30 years off for Mad Men. Thank you, Captain Quality. Always looking out for DJ Goody. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the tip, guys.
Tip. The fact.
The fact.
Either way.
What was I
saying? Oh, your White Elephant gift.
Oh, what do we give?
Because Omri and
Leia. I gave a Chick-fil-A gift card.
Oh, that's a good gift.
Yep. I'm not sure what you're
doing. Oh, I gave an In-N-Out shirt. Their shirts are so cute. Okay, it sounds kind of lame, but I honestly wanted to keep it.
It was like $15. That was the limit.
And then
perfect.
I was with her when she bought it, and I was like, Lay, what's going to happen is you're going to buy this t-shirt, and you're going to end up keeping it. And she tried it on as soon as we got back to our dorm room. And she's
and
like,
oh,
I was like, no, Lay, no, stay away.
I have too many clothes. I need to give so many away.
But yeah, going more traditions since I have a big family. The next day, so Christmas Eve night, I would go to my dad's house and then wake up at his house and open presents with him on actual Christmas Day. And then that evening, we would all go to my grandma and grandpa's on my dad's side. And my grandma puts on this big old feast with, you know, homemade raviolis. Ooh. And our, well, raviolis and our homemade sauce, family sauce. Ooh. And French bread and salad and, you know, some fancy dish my aunt made and lots of appetizers. Who is it that gets mad? I think it's, yeah, my grandpa gets mad because we eat all of the appetizers and we don't have enough room for the actual meal. But oh my gosh. My grandma loves appetizers, so that's good because she wins the argument on whether to have them or not. So yes, that's to the so appetizers.
Cute. That's so cute.
Oh, and one thing, because my grandma's ending it this year, I'm pretty sure, but we usually, my grandma does stockings. So including myself, there's nine grandchildren, and my grandma will put in paper bags, like all of our stocking stuffers, and she'll hide them around the house, and we would have to go find our stocking in like this brown paper bag.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. It took one of the grandkids a lot longer to find the bag, because I think my grandma hit it really hard on purpose. Or it was by the toilet and no one thought to check the toilet or something like that. But yeah, those are a lot of the traditions that I've done or still do. And I absolutely love it because it just makes the holidays more special, I think. And like thinking about having my own traditions when I'm older and have my own family, that's really like fun to look forward to.
What would you do?
What would you two do? Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. Because Asleigh and Amra, if I didn't say this, they're dating. They've been dating for a while now.
For a while.
Yes. Long while. High school sweethearts over here. So yeah. In love. No, they are. That's not a lie. I'm not being sarcastic.
Best friends and boyfriend forever and ever. Mm-hmm.
But if you had a family, mm-hmm. what is one thing you would want them to experience?
Cutting a Christmas tree yourself. Like, maybe, like, no, once.
I want a fake Christmas tree.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
It has to be real.
Why do you get, like, she gets a real one, like, every year. And, like, last year, I had to put it up. And, like, I got sap everywhere. And it was horrible.
So Leigh got the tree that she wanted, and Amrit was the one to put it up.
You had to, like, bring it inside her house.
If that's not a relationship, we got into, like, I don't know fight. What is. That is like, amazing.
There's no point.
And that was my job to bring it into the house.
You didn't do it?
No, I forced him to do
it.
Oh,
my gosh.
I don't want to carry a sappy tree.
If you have a fake one, you have it in the same place every year.
And it's just perfect, right?
And then you just fluff it up, put it up.
It's a perfect tree.
Yeah.
But it's all about the experience. Like real trees aren't perfect and they have their imperfections, but that's what's making them unique. And that just, you know,
but imagine us trying to pick out a tree.
So is this a deal breaker for you guys?
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
Can't compromise? Have a house. What's a compromise for that? Every other year? Oh, no, that wouldn't make sense.
Every once in a while. We could just go chop down a Christmas tree just because.
Or how about this? You have a fake tree as your main tree, and then you chop a Charlie Brown Christmas tree, like a little baby one, for like another part of your house.
That's so sad, though.
So it's decoration.
It's cute. It's Charlie Brown.
But no, I want the big fluffy kind of.
You want like a tree where squirrels live in?
Yeah. And
have you guys seen Christmas Vacation?
No.
Oh, dang it. I didn't think so. But there was a squirrel literally living in the tree and it came out and attacked the guy.
Oh, that's like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's but not
like Alvin Chipmunks.
It's not. That's what happened. Alvin they got Chipmunks chopped down from the tree. Chipmunks.
Oh, you're right. That is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got their tree got chopped down. Yeah,
and then but I mean, they weren't living. They were wearing clothes.
Okay. Oh, my God. So chopping down a tree, your own Christmas tree, would be something you would want your kids to experience.
Yeah.
What about you, Amrit?
Oh, just like being with their family. Like, you know.
That's so lonely.
Being together. Like, so lonely. No, like the opposite of that. Just not feeling alone. Having people that they could like, you know, hang out with and talk to and feel.
So you want a big family.
I mean, no, it doesn't have to be a big family.
How many kids?
Just a close
Six?
Family. Two.
Oh, okay.
I wanted four, but we compromised and said two.
What? How? Okay, you want four. He wants two. How is two the compromise?
I don't want an odd number.
Emma, that's not the question to be asking.
Because I don't want an odd number.
Do you think four kids is the right move in this day and age?
I think we would go insane if we had four.
I don't know. My mom had four.
I mean, not like, my like grandma if you had could four. Definitely do it, do it. Like,
my other grandma had six.
Babies are awesome.
Better get your hips ready.
Yeah, six.
But I don't think I could handle four babies.
And it's
I
crazy.
Mean, if I ever had four babies, I would love them, but.
You don't want to.
You know.
Birth kills you. Seriously.
Yeah, it's scary.
You can die of giving birth.
You've experienced this firsthand.
No.
The pains of childbirth.
I watched people like have those like fake contractions.
Ew.
To see how it feels like, and they just like
men
died.
yeah
and they literally just died.
Did they hooked up this, I don't know, they hooked
like
up this
hack
on their muscles, their stomach muscles, and increased
and
like convulsed, and you felt the pain of like childbirth.
Yeah
I don't know if that's like,
so they hooked them up to this like electrical thing, and then they basically turned up whatever it was, and it made them feel close enough pain to like what actual childbirth feels like.
And they were like competing to see which one would call for an epidural
first.
Yeah,
like all these men, can you imagine all these men feeling the pains of childbirth and like making it a game, like who will call for the medicine first?
They thank their moms after, which was really, really cute. Like, thank you for going through all that.
Aww.
Crap.
It's true.
They should already have respect for the process of childbirth.
Yeah.
You know, like, appreciate it. But I mean, like, that will just enhance those feelings.
Yeah.
All right. So we are actually going to take our first break. Thank you guys so much for listening in. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm your host, DJ Goody. And this is Awkward.
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all
frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm, and the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Hey guys, welcome back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody and this is Awkward. And it just got really awkward before the break because I turned everyone's mic off except my own. And I, good thing I didn't, you know, say anything bad, but, and we texted our roommates and they said they didn't hear anything.
They didn't hear anything.
So hopefully they weren't lying because that's really awkward, hence the name. This is Awkward. So before the break, we were talking about our Christmas traditions and now we're going to go into our favorite Christmas memories. And as Leia, you can start.
Well, this isn't like a favorite Christmas memory. It's like one that's really significant to me because mm-hmm. this is a time that I realized Santa is not real. And my cousins were like playing a joke on me and they were like tapping on the window saying like, oh, Santa's outside. You should, you know, go look outside. And I thought like someone was gonna freak out and like scare me outside on the other side of the window. And I just be crying Christmas night. But so someone did tap and I didn't answer, and then I opened it like 10 seconds later, and then all I said was like Santa in my little kid voice, and then I realized that everything's a lie. I don't know.
Were you super mad about finding out Santa wasn't real?
No, I was just like, well, it's okay, I still get presents.
Oh my god. You're like that typical only child, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, Santa. Bye, Santa.
Hello, Mom and Dad. They probably gave you extra presents that year because they felt bad.
Probably, I don't know. I don't even remember.
So that's like definitely a significant Christmas.
Yeah.
To you. Any others that you can remember where you got like your favorite toy or you just had a really good time with your family?
Well, I would always have fun playing with my Nintendo DS before church started.
I love that memory. I love how that's like the most significant thing about Christmas you could remember. Playing your DS.
That's the saddest before thing. Before church. No. Okay, like lots of food, you know, Christmas time. Everyone's like bringing something over, or like a potluck, or like my family sometimes like cooks a huge bunch of food and it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's like families coming together.
Yeah. No, that's nice in itself, just having family around and stuff. What about you, Amrit? Any significant Christmas memories? You have a big grin on your face.
No, I mean, just for me, just like whenever I get anything good for Christmas is a good memory. Like, I remember probably like Christmas 2001, 2002 maybe, gained the Nintendo GameCube. Yeah, I was super happy, and then I got Super Smash Brothers Melee for the Nintendo GameCube. And then the rest of my Christmases for the rest of my life were just set because I still play the same game.
Mm-hmm. You have a brother, right?
Yes.
It's just you and your brother?
Yes.
Okay. And do you guys do anything, like as siblings, do you guys get each other gifts or do something special around the holidays?
No, not really. Me and my brother aren't like super close because he's 7 years older than me.
Okay.
So just like the age gap, we're never really like super close.
Yeah.
But I mean, like we still like give each other gifts. Like we're getting closer now that
that's good.
I'm older. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it was for my, because I have three older siblings. Mm-hmm. And the youngest brother, him and I hated each other growing up. And now we're like best friends. And same with my other brother and my older sister. My older sister and I are 8 years apart. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like we're super close. And being like girls mm-hmm. helps that. Because you have like a different bond yeah. with your sister than you do your brother, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Those are nice memories. I have pretty big Christmas memories. One year I got the stomach flu Christmas Eve morning. So I woke up at my mom's house and she was making her, what's it called?
Casserole?
Yeah, it was a casserole, a quiche.
Ooh.
It was a breakfast quiche. Ooh. That is like, you know, kind of stereotypical of a white family to have quiche. But it was a delicious quiche nonetheless. And, you know, I enjoyed it in that moment. And I was just sitting in my mom's big blue chair in the corner of the living room. And everyone else was getting ready. And I was just sitting there. I was like, you know what? I don't feel too great. My stomach was like literally turning. And I got up because I just had the feeling like I was gonna throw up. And so I was walking out of the living room. And I stopped and I just threw up in my hands. I was trying to keep it off my mom's rug. And I did. I didn't get it on the rug because it was in my hands. Yeah. And then I moved to the hardwood floor and I just let it go. I just let it go on the hardwood right there. And my mom, I was like, I stood there with like just me and my throw up on the ground. And I yelled for my mom. I was like, Mom. And she, of course, comes in the living room because I'm a little concerned. concerning sound. And then she saw that she like walks in and then like backtracks. She's like, oh, there's throw up on the ground. And so she's like, just go take a shower. And she cleaned it up. That's what moms do. I love you, Mom. And so I remember I missed my aunt's Christmas Eve party that night.
Aww.
I stayed home. My mom even left me to go to the party. And she just went to bring presents and food. But she stayed there a lot longer than I wanted her to because I was so lonely. And it was like a 24-hour virus. So I was in the bathroom like every 20 minutes.
Oh,
on
no.
the dot. Yeah, it was awful.
Like vomiting? Or
yeah.
Just- Whoa.
Yeah, my mom brought me to my dad's the next morning because I could not be in a car and or get dressed or move for that matter.
Shoot.
And so my mom brought me to my dad's house the next morning and she stayed there and while I opened my presents. And I actually got the DS that year, a pink DS. And I seriously was so happy I cried because I had told my dad that I wanted this pink DS like a week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's not the one to really, like, you don't think he's the type of person to take notes of things when you tell him to, but he actually did, and he got it for me, and I was so excited.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was adorable.
Aw.
But I just, yeah, remember being sick that whole night. And another just, like, last Christmas memory, probably one of the more significant ones was when my mom and my siblings and I moved into our house that we're at right now, or my mm-hmm. mom's at right now. And we had just moved in, so we didn't have any furniture in the house. So we set up our beds in the living room, and we just had our Christmas tree in there and a little tiny, like, box TV. And we had our Christmas movie on VHS playing, and we had ordered pizza, and we all slept in the living room under the tree.
That's so
cute. It was so cute. It was adorable. And, you know, a good way, because you know how, like, you're opening presents the next morning and you just don't want it to end? Because it, like, goes by so fast. We figured out a way to, like, make that time longer, and you play, like, a Disney trivia game. We played a Disney trivia game, and for every answer right, we got to open a gift. So when it was our turn to answer the Disney question, and if we got it right, we got to open our gift. We got it wrong, we didn't open our gift, and it would go on to the next person.
That's so cool.
I didn't get to open my gift, like, three times. Three. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I was. My mom, I think, just felt bad and let me open a gift because all my siblings were practically done opening their gifts except for me. I didn't even start.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But they're older, so they know more Disney, original Disney stuff.
How old were you?
That, I was probably, like, 15, 16.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I was definitely, shame. I was a blonde that Christmas. I did not remember anything Disney. So any last Christmas traditions that you can think of? Any gift that really stood out? I know yours was the, what do you call it? The
Nintendo GameCube.
Yeah, GameCube.
Well, like, I was always into, like, Disney princesses when I was little. And I would always dress up as one for Halloween. So, like, I guess my cousins would give me those Disney baby figurines, if you remember what those look like. Like,
were they big or small?
They were big. They were, like, probably, like, the size of your face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't even know if it's, like, a collectible or something you play with. But, yeah, those are pretty cool. I got, like, Aurora. No, just kidding, not Aurora. I got Belle.
Who's your favorite Disney princess?
I'd say Ariel or Tiana.
You like Tiana?
I love Tiana.
What the heck?
Because she works for her goals and she achieved it in the end.
Cinderella was a slave to three horrible women.
No, she's a classic. She's a classic. I always loved dressing up as her. Oh my gosh, and Belle.
What about Snow White? She had to clean up after dwarves.
I hate Snow White. She's so basic. Sleeping Beauty. It's like, you die and then you wake up like Romeo and Juliet.
That's not real.
I'm not even looking at my phone.
I'm laughing because my mom sent me a text message and she goes, God. I was gone 20 minutes, LOL, and your uncle brought you dinner. Because I was saying how she was gone for so long. She's like, I was only gone for 20 minutes. Well, you know what, mom? It felt like a few hours, honestly. I was in agonizing pain.
You're like throwing up in the toilet.
Oh, my God. But so we're going to cut to our second break, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Goody, and this is Awkward.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to keep kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, with little tin horns and little toy drums, rooty-toot-toots and rummy-tum-tums. Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly-head dolls that toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boylin will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toilet town all around the Christmas tree. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey guys, welcome back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. So before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, significant Christmas memories. And now we're going to dive into some Christmassy questions, I guess. So when we were on break, I was talking to Azalea and Amrit about their feelings towards the holiday season and how it's like transitioned or changed from when we were younger to like now. And so I'll just let you talk about how your feelings have transitioned over the years and what you're feeling now towards Christmas.
I would say when I was little, it was really fun because, you know, like everything's so exciting too. Like that one viral video of this little kid getting an avocado.
Yeah, there's this little boy who opens up an avocado from his mom, and he's just so excited about this avocado. Sorry about that phone, Azalea.
Sorry.
No, he opens up this wrapped avocado, and he is so excited. He's like, oh, it's an avocado. Thanks. And he, like, puts it to the side. And honestly, that little boy reminds me of my older brother, the oldest one. I don't know. It's just, he's so appreciative of everything. It just reminds
me
of him.
An avocado?
Yeah, an avocado.
That's so cute. But yeah, like anything excites little kids. And I feel like as time goes on, you know, like adulthood sets in and it's like, well, I'm broke again. It's holiday season. Gifts. Holiday stress and traffic. San Francisco.
Oh my gosh, that traffic was ridiculous, you guys.
2 hours.
Okay, a little off topic. We went to San Francisco, my roommates and I. So Azalea, me, and our two roommates, Jocelyn and Gabby. Shout out to them. And we went to SF Saturday night to have like roommate bonding because it was the first weekend in a long, long time that we were all at school, because Azalea goes home, Gabby goes home sometimes, yada yada. And so we leave around 5:20, mm-hmm. and the traffic, I don't know why we decided to go to the city, Union Square, on a Saturday night during the holiday season. It took us 2 hours to finally park the car in the parking garage. And then Cheesecake Factory, where we wanted to eat, was a 3 hour wait.
Yep.
And then the ice skating rink across from Cheesecake Factory was all sold out of their tickets. So we ended up eating at this crummy sushi restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, where Azalea got an actual quail egg and she cracked it on her noodles. And that to me was
raw quail egg.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. And then we didn't go ice skating like we wanted to do because it was, of course, sold out. So we just ended up driving back into town. And on our way out, oh my gosh, do you want to explain what happened?
On our way out, what happened
out of the city? Where I drove, it was the biggest incline I've ever driven up in my life. And so I felt like I was shooting for the sky because it was that much incline. And so you can only go into you can only go into one lane, because the lane I went to was a bus lane.
Yep, bus only.
And everyone was freaking out in the car because this zone was like surrounded by cones, so there was no way of getting out of it until the very top of the hill.
Yep.
Where cars were already in the other lane waiting at the red light. So I had to like put on my blinker and try to merge in front of this one guy with 1 foot on the brake, 1 foot on the gas, letting go of the brake and pressing on the gas. I'm so glad like my parents taught me and my grandma taught me how to drive, because like honestly we would have died. We would have pulled Princess Diaries and gone cruising down that hill if I wasn't smart enough. But that was such a disaster of a day. Like, everything that could go wrong went wrong.
But we didn't even expect, like, any of that
stuff. We didn't think that it would happen.
You know, we were expecting, like, oh, okay, Cheesecake. Like, that's going to be it. Like, we're just going to go find another place and then go ice skating. But everything just went downhill. And
I even dropped our parking ticket that you have to put into the system to let you out of the parking garage. I dropped it on the side of my car seat, and I could not get it. I was freaking that. I wasn't even freaking out driving uphill. I was freaking out about the ticket. And so thank God Jocelyn, you know, her fingers were able to like creep in there and grab it. So we got it. But mm-hmm. yeah, that day was a disaster. Honestly, it was one of the funniest experiences of my life. Because we were all just so hangry because we hadn't eaten since that morning. And it took us hours to get to the city. Mm-hmm. So we were so hungry and cranky. And we were just bickering with each other.
Just, it was awful. Okay, it was like a good time, but it was an awful time. But, I mean, it's all about the memories, guys. Holiday season.
I'll always remember that screwed up Saturday night in the city with my roomies. Gotta love it.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you feel now towards, you know, going back to the topic that we started with? How do you feel about Christmas and the holiday season now that you're
older?
20 years old.
Well, I do appreciate all the lights and the scenery and
Do you get like that exciting feeling for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, you yes. do?
Every year, even like before Halloween, I already get excited.
That's really cute.
Yep.
And you play Christmas music in like October, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me rolling down my windows and blasting it.
Aww. Amrit, what about you? How have your feelings changed over the years?
Well, I mean, like, just like with the gifts that I want, like when I was a kid and now. Like before, I used to hate getting clothes and like boring stuff like that, but now I'd like really be glad to get like clothes because I need clothes because clothes are expensive.
Mm-hmm. So your taste in like gifts, of course, mm-hmm. has changed. Do you still get excited?
Yeah, I mean, it's time off of school, time just to rest, yeah, time to eat,
yeah, exactly,
just, you know, have fun
before that New Year's resolution kicks in and you're off to the gym for 2 weeks and then nothing.
Mine's like a week. No, a day.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thinking about all the weight I've gained and am going to continue to gain through December.
Throughout college.
I'm going to try my best to make next year a good year, you know? I got to get ready for Hawaii.
Ooh.
But as far as my feelings towards Christmas, like, when I was little, of course, I was just so excited. I believed in Santa for probably way longer than any of my classmates. Like,
what? Really?
Yeah, I think I found out officially in, like, fourth grade.
How old are you?
That's like old, nine, yeah. Eight or nine.
Eight or nine. That's pretty old.
That's old, yeah. Because my parents didn't even tell me. My classmate, she's like talking to our other friends, and she's like, yeah, my mom told me Santa wasn't real this year. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
Like, I kind of figured, but like, it wasn't for sure, because my mom would always try to push it. Like, no, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Santa still exists. My dad would write to so-and-so from Santa. We'd know it was from him because we'd be like, thanks, Dad. He'd be like, you're welcome. I'm like, it says Santa from Santa.
That's cute.
Yeah. But as far as now goes, I think surrounding myself with my friends and family is what makes it like an exciting holiday now. Whereas when I was younger, it was all about like the, you know, getting ready for Christmas and like mm-hmm. presents and just doing like fun crafts, I guess, at school. But now it's just like quality time with friends and family and people you care about, you know, eating, fun games, usually drinking. Yeah, that like hot chocolate with the peppermint schnapps in it. Ooh, that I'm all about that. But yeah, I mean, I still get excited. It's an exciting time of year, and I think having those traditions with your family and friends is what's gonna make it a great season.
Brings you together.
Holiday season. Yeah, it definitely brings you together. I mean, some it tears them apart because like people bicker, family members bicker and stuff. I can't remember if my family members had an argument or anything. I mean, my grandma cooks like our huge meal at Christmas time. So like my grandpa was, of course, chiming in as always. And my grandma just was so fed up with everything. And she like told him to be quiet. And but honestly, when are they never telling each other to be quiet? I love it.
It's awesome.
So cute. Yeah. But I think that's all for tonight, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to cut it a little short this evening just because I have two finals tomorrow. So I want to get back to studying and preparing all my projects and stuff. But the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening in tonight. It really means a lot. This was my last show. I did a total of 8 this semester. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do radio again as like a veteran, I would be known as, or just kind of leave it as like just a one semester thing. But and thank you guys, Azalea and Amrit, for coming in.
No problem.
I know you guys are super comfortable in the dorm room watching
Black Mirror.
Really, which they say is super good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Netflix original.
Netflix original, you guys. Go check it out. But yeah. All right, guys. So I hope if the listeners out there have finals coming up or any stresses you may have, I hope that you get through them and you are less stressed towards the end of the week. I hope you guys have a good week. And I just like, I'm so excited that this is my last show, honestly. Like, I've had such a good run, but I'm glad that it's like coming to an end.
Kind of bittersweet.
Bittersweet, most definitely. Sweet because I get to go on break. Bitter because I had a lot of fun. That's fun.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, enough goodbyes. I will maybe talk to you next year. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. just won't.